I just want to squeeze in, seeing as we've just mentioned the Sea Point Promenade, I want to squeeze in mention of an event that is actually happening there tomorrow evening, which I wanted Cape Talkers to be aware of. We're on the verge of November. November happens to be International Diabetes Awareness Month. And there is going to be a diabetes awareness event happening on the promenade tomorrow evening. It's being hosted by an organization called Sweet Life. We've chatted to them on the show before. Very passionate about diabetes awareness and education. And they have organized this U-Turn Diabetes event for tomorrow from 5:30 to 6:30. To briefly tell us what's going to be happening, I'm delighted to welcome on the line Bridget McNulty, who is the co-founder of the Sweet Life Diabetes Community. Bridget, lovely to chat to you again. Welcome.
Yes, thanks for having me today.
It's a great pleasure.
I'm actually only a co-host, so let me throw that out there. With our co-hosts are WOW, which is Western Cape on Wellness. They're a division of the Western Cape Department of Health. And they're a partner organization, so they're great at bringing people together to do healthy activations.
Okay.
And we thought, you know, there's a lot of awareness walks going on. Why not try something a little more fun? So we have free yoga, free tai chi, free aerobics. There'll be a bunch of games. We're doing an amazing lucky draw. We've got a 1,000 rand Clicks voucher and some lovely sugar-free hampers. And then we're also doing free diabetes screening between 5 and 7. So the event itself is 5:30 to 6:30, but we're doing free diabetes screening between 5 and 7, and we'll be sharing information about diabetes and launching the No Sugar Challenge, which is going for the month of November without any sugar.
Okay. Forgive me for asking. I'm sure I'm not the only one wondering, what is aerobics? Won't you explain, please?
It's like African-inspired aerobics. So it's like aerobics to drumming.
Okay, that sounds very cool. So a free aerobics class as well as tai chi and yoga, and then the diabetes screening. Bridget, some people are nervous when they hear the word screening. They don't know what it involves. Can you explain to us briefly what sort of screening you're talking about?
So generally, a blood sugar screening is a very simple finger prick blood test. It doesn't hurt, takes less than 5 minutes, and it gives you a number that will tell you if you're at risk of developing diabetes. We're making it even less intimidating. There's actually a paper-based screening questionnaire. You answer a couple of questions, and it gives you a risk profile. And so there's certain risk factors like your weight, if you're overweight or obese, if you're over the age of 45, if you have a family history of diabetes, if you have heart issues or cholesterol issues, then you're in a higher risk, and then we would do the finger prick blood test. But the point I try to stress as much as possible is 3 in 5 people with diabetes in South Africa is undiagnosed.
Yeah, that's
a terrifying number. Because type 2 diabetes is 90% of people have type 2, and type 2 diabetes is completely manageable. It's preventable if you are diagnosed early enough. It's manageable after that. It's simply medication and lifestyle changes. There's a lot of support available. But if you aren't diagnosed, the complications are terrible, and no one should ever have to die from diabetes. But it's the top killer of women in South Africa, and it's completely preventable. Or if you catch it later, it's completely manageable. And so we're really trying to stress the idea that if you're at risk, everyone who is at risk should get an annual blood sugar test. Those who want to get a free blood sugar screening, if they can't come to our event, Clicks Clinics are also offering free screenings throughout November, as are many independent pharmacies, all of the government clinics. There's a lot of support available, and it's really not one of those situations where you want to have your head in the sand about it, because if you're aware of it, the changes are very doable.
Bridget, thank you so much for taking the initiative of organizing this event and for sharing that info with us. Final question for those who would like more support in their fight to manage or prevent diabetes. Won't you tell them where they'll find the Sweet Life community?
Yeah, please. So we have a website, which is sweetlife.org.za, or you can join our Facebook group. We have the biggest online diabetes community in South Africa. We're called Diabetic South Africans on Facebook.
Bridget McNulty.
And the event, is between the giant sunglasses and the outdoor gym on the prom, so people aren't walking up and down.
That was going to be my final question. Thank you so much for locating us correctly. Bridget McNulty, co-founder of the Sweet Life Diabetic Community. So tomorrow evening, roughly from 5 till 7, with the main bulk of the events between 5:30 and 6:30 on the Sea Point Promenade.